Hey Instagram, this is Leslie Tavernier, Dark Feminine Love Coach, and today I'm going to be talking to you about my new group coaching program, Make Him Fall in Love with You through Sorcery. It's a 6-month program. I'm accepting 8 women. And we're going to focus each month on one of the 6 sorceress pillars. We're going to be focusing on you for the entire 6 months. We're going to go through each of the 6 sorceress pillars to make sure that your self-focus, your self-love, your self-prioritization is fully on board. And in so doing, what you'll find is that You are a powerful woman and you're able to attract everything you want, including your dark masculine man, including having him show up for you in the way that you want him to show up for you. And for a lot of you, that's, you know, he's in love with you, he's committed to you, he's emotionally available to you, things of that nature. So you can manifest that, you can experience that through sorcery. And what is sorcery? It is radical self-focus. That's my definition of it. Radical self-focus. So I'll give you the full details in terms of pricing and all that at the end of this live stream. But you know, this is for women who are in love with a man, or you feel like there's this soul connection, this cosmic connection, whatever word you want to use, twin flame, whatever. Like, you just feel like there's something really important here, and I might not be able to quite put my finger on what it is, but I just know that this is really important, even though this doesn't make any sense. This relationship makes no logical sense. I just feel like I'm supposed to be with him. Or you might already know that you're in love with him, but like, he's just not like reciprocating. You know, he's not showing up the same way that, with the same intensity that you're showing up for him. And you want to fix that, and that's fine, and that's beautiful. And the way to do that is through sorcery, which is what I said earlier. It is radical self-focus. So I do this with my one-on-one clients, but it's also now available through my 6-month program, Make Him Fall in Love with You through Sorcery. And it's already up on my website. The details are there, but I'm going to fill you in on more. So each month, we're going to start with a group call on Zoom. All of the group calls will be recorded and yours to keep for a lifetime. So each month, wow, the sun is so bright right now. It's like right in my face. For each month, we're going to focus on one of the 6 sorceress pillars, starting with the first pillar, which is continuous financial overflow through sorcery. That's what we're going to focus on for the first month. So that's going to start on Friday, October 11th. That's when we officially kick off. That's when we'll have our first Zoom group call for at least an hour. It will be recorded. It's yours to keep for a lifetime, along with all the other group calls. And we're going to be talking about continuous financial abundance, overflow, how to actually embody that, you know. So this is really for women who want to lean heavily on internal work, on what some might call magic. You want to lean heavily on that. And, you know, minimize the amount of external work that you're doing. Okay, so least effort, essentially. Least effort. So least external effort. So the least amount of external work. Most of the work that you're going to be doing is internal. So you're still going to do work. Don't get me wrong. You're still going to do work. But it would be at least 80% internal. And so that's how you're going to create continuous financial overflow for yourself. Okay, that's what I've always desired. I knew of numerous ways to create financial abundance and overflow through mostly external work. And that never, ever, 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 ever felt good to me at all. And I really desired to lean more heavily towards the internal as far as creating financial overflow. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about. And you're going to have actual assignments. You're going to have things to do. Like, this is going to be very practical. This whole 6-month program is very practical. You will be given assignments. You will have work to do for each of the 6 sorceress pillars. Okay? So this isn't doing nothing. You are going to be doing work, but most of the work will be internal. So, yeah, the first pillar that we're going to focus on is the financial overflow pillar. And then for each of the next 6 months, 5 months, we're going to focus on the other 5 pillars. So we start each month with a group call. Hello, OK Martins. We start each month with a 1-hour or 1-hour plus group call, where I talk to you about each pillar and we deep dive and I give you all the instructions on what you need to do to strengthen that pillar through mostly internal means. And then there'll be a second group call halfway through the month where it's about accountability, holding you accountable, making sure that you're actually doing the work that I assigned you to do. Okay. So you're not going to come into my group and just do nothing. You're going to actually do work. You're going to do work. I'm going to give you assignments and you're going to do the work and I'm going to hold you accountable. So every month we'll have an accountability call, which will be at least an hour through Zoom. It's going to be recorded and yours to keep for a lifetime. So there's 2 calls per month, 12 calls in total over the 6 months. And it's about cultivating each of the 6 sorceress pillars so that your radical self-focus, your sorcery is on point. You're so fucking powerful that, like, your dark masculine man has to fall in love with you. Okay? That's the objective. It's really not even about him. The objective is about you being a powerful sorceress. That's the objective. And him falling in love with you is just a byproduct. Okay? Like, we're not going to spend 6 months focusing on him, talking about him, analyzing him. Like, we're not doing that fucking shit. Like, we could touch on it a little bit, but most of the focus over the course of the 6 months is you. It's you. It's not him. Nonetheless, he will fall in love with you as a byproduct of you focusing on you, as a byproduct of you prioritizing you. So you get the 2 Zoom calls, 1 hour each, at least an hour. More than likely, I'll go longer than that because I can be long-winded. But 2 1-hour calls, minimum 1-hour calls per month, recorded on Zoom, yours to keep. And you get daily coaching from me through the Telegram app. We will have a private group on Telegram where you get daily access to me and you can share what's going on with you and ask questions and all of that. And I will coach you inside of the Telegram chat every day, except weekends, for 6 months. So you get the 2 calls. You get to be in the Telegram, private Telegram group chat. And I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to give you actual assignments, practical assignments that I require you to do. So here's the thing with the sorceress, the dark goddess. Here's the thing with her. She's not going to give you her power. She's not going to give you her ashe unless you completely obey her. You know, you have to completely obey her instructions. You have to submit to her completely, or she's not going to give you her power. She's not going to do it. She's not going to do it. Okay? You have to submit to her. You have to show her that she's number one to you. You have to show her. You have to prove it to her. You have to demonstrate to her that she's number one. She's your top priority, the dark goddess in you. When you do that, she's going to bless you. She's going to give you her ashe. She's going to give you her power. She's going to give you her life force, and you're going to be able to do incredible magic as a result of that. But you have to submit to her, okay? She's not going to just give it to you for free. No fucking way. No way. I had to learn that the hard way. Like I really wanted to have that dark goddess power for a long time, but I was very, very resistant to being obedient to her. I was very resistant because there's two things about her. There's two ways she's going to instruct you, and you have to be obedient to both. She's going to instruct you to do certain things, take certain actions that you're resistant to taking. You know, I had a client who, you know, she had the dishes piled up in the sink for like over a week, and she just like would just leave it there and not wash the dishes like at all. Just leave the dishes piled up. You know, and like the sorceress in her was not okay with that. The sorceress in her was like, wash the fucking dishes. Like, what the fuck is this shit? But she wasn't willing to be obedient to that instruction. And so, you know, she couldn't access the Ashe. She couldn't access the power of the dark goddess. So shit like that. It's not like you're gonna have to do like superhuman feats. Like it could be as simple as like declutter your house, wash the fucking dishes, you know, simple shit like that. But you know, a lot of women have resistance to obeying the instructions of the dark goddess in them. So you have to be obedient. That is a must. And so, you know, the instruction that will be given for each pillar to each woman, it's going to vary. It's going to be based on you and what you're resistant to and what you need to let go of the resistance towards. So you will get customized instruction in the group, even though it's a group program. And we're all going to go through all six pillars together. And there'll be like a general instruction for the group, but you'll also have a customized instruction for you. And again, it could be something as simple as declutter your house. And you just have to fucking do it. So she can instruct you to do something that you have resistance to. And she can also instruct you to stop doing something that you're afraid to stop doing. Okay. She may require you to stop doing something that you're afraid to stop doing, because if you stop doing that thing, then your anxiety goes sky high and you start to panic and freak out, and you're afraid to stop doing that thing because you think you're going to lose him or whatever. Like, she may require you to stop doing something, and you have to be willing to obey her. Okay, so I'm going to have to move because the sun is really in my face. Okay, let me walk. You have to be obedient to her. That is an absolute requirement if you want her power. Okay? There's no way around that. We're talking about the dark goddess here. She's not going to just give you her power for free. Okay? You have to show her that she's number one to you. So this is a commitment to her, first and foremost. And in so doing, you will be blessed with her power. And, you know, one of the byproducts of that is that your dark ma masculine man will be madly in love with you, and he will show up for you in the way that you want him to. Okay? So it's not just that he's in love with you, but he's still an asshole. It's he's in love with you to the point where he's actually showing up for you the way that you want him to. Okay? Because of your commitment to the dark goddess, that's what your reality will look like. He will show up for you the way you want him to. So this is work. This is not a quick fix. It is work. It can be very scary. And that's why it's helpful to be in a community of women, to be with a group of women, to have access to me and, you know, have that support as you do the work to cultivate each of the six sorceress pillars so that you can be a very powerful woman and have everything that you want in your life. So we're going to start with consistent financial overflow. That's the first month. And I'm not sure yet of the order in which we will work on each of the six pillars. I'm not sure of the order. I'm going to decide as we go along, but we're definitely starting with consistent financial overflow. That's number one. And then we'll get into the other five. And again, there will be a general group assignment, and then there'll be a customized assignment for each woman. I'm accepting eight women, eight. And for the early birds, I have something for the early birds. So there's going to be spots, two early bird spots. So if you're not the first two to enroll, then you will be paying the full price. Okay? You'll be paying the full price. But if you are the first two to enroll, then you will be paying half price for the 6 months. You'll be paying half price. You will not be paying the full price. You'll be paying 50% as a reward for being one of the first two women to enroll. Okay, you'll be paying 50% instead of 100%. And if you're the first woman to enroll, if you are the first one, if you're a super early bird, then you will also get a 30-minute one-on-one coaching call with me, which we will do over WhatsApp. Okay, so you'll get a private one-on-one 30-minute call with me, which you have to use within the first month of the program. You have to schedule that within the first month. So that's for the super early bird. So the first two women will be rewarded, and then everyone else, you'll be paying the full price, but everyone's going to benefit substantially from being in this program. As soon as you enroll, you get added to the Telegram chat, like immediately. You can enroll today and you'll be added today. You'll have access to me today. But we officially start on October 11th. That's when we will have the first group call talking about consistent financial overflow through sorcery, through radical self-focus. You will be given an assignment, and you'll also be given a customized assignment to align yourself with consistent financial overflow. And it will involve sorcery. It will involve internal work, mostly. Mostly. There will always be some external action, but we want to minimize the external and maximize the internal. So that's what's called least effort. One of the qualities of the Dark Goddess is least effort. Less is more. Okay, she's really big on that. Least effort, less is more. Very internal. So we're going to get into that in regards to money. We're going to dismantle everything in you that says that I can't consistently receive the money that I want through least effort. Like, that's just not possible. In order for me to receive the money that I desire consistently, I have to use a lot of external effort. I have to work really, 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 really hard. I have to do things I really, really, really hate doing. Yeah, I have to exhaust myself. I have to compromise myself. I have to beg. I have to convince. I have to prove. We're going to dismantle all of that bullshit and get you into the embodiment of the Dark Goddess, where she knows, like, she just knows that she gets to have and enjoy consistent financial overflow through least effort, through less is more, through maximum internal work, through minimal external work. We're going to really dive into that because that's so important. Once that pillar's in place, then the other five pillars actually become a whole lot easier. Okay, so we're starting with the money. That's the focus for the first month. That's the focus for our first group call. And you'll have an accountability call halfway through the month to make sure that you're doing what you were assigned to do so that you have consistent financial overflow. So that feast and famine, or not enough money or financial lack of any sort, like that no longer exists in your 3D reality. Okay, we're taking this very seriously. Okay. So, on my website, I have an audio. It's free. All you got to do is click the links and listen to it, and it's free. And I explain what all of the six sorceress pillars are. And I also have a free questionnaire. It's a very detailed questionnaire, and anyone can get it. And it just helps you to take a look and see which of the six pillars you're weak in, so that you can know what it is that you've got to cultivate. Okay, those are free resources that anyone can access on my website. And you can always watch my live streams, you can always listen to my podcast. You know, these things will always be available to you. But what I find is that when you're being held accountable, you know, that's when you really tend to see results. Because when you try to do this on your own, when you try to break your addictions on your own, when you try to break your love addiction, your anxious attachment on your own, it's not impossible to do, but it really delays the process. Hello. Lots of people walking their dog today. It really delays the process when you try to just do all this on your own. So it helps when you have a mentor. It helps when you're in a group of women who are doing the same work as you. It keeps you accountable. It keeps you consistent, and you're way more than likely to see lasting results when you're being held accountable. So that's what this program is about. It's holding you accountable for 6 months inside of a group container of eight women, two group calls a month, Telegram group coaching every day except weekends. Every month we focus on one of the six pillars, starting with consistent financial overflow. And this is really about honoring the dark goddess in you above all else, so that she blesses you with her ashe, so your magic actually works. You know, so instead of just saying you're magical and you're a goddess and all this shit, but you're still stuck, like you're the real deal. Your magic actually works. But you've got to honor the dark goddess in you. There's no bypassing that. There's absolutely no bypassing that. So once again, the first two women to enroll will be paying 50% instead of 100%. So you get half off as a reward for being the first two women to enroll. And the first woman to enroll will also get a 30-minute one-on-one call with me that you must schedule within the first month. So make him fall in love with you through sorcery. This is the real deal. Okay, this is the real deal. Again, we're not putting a spell on him. We're not doing anything to him. We're not doing anything to him. All the work is on you. All the magic is on you. We're not doing shit to him. But he will fall in love. And he will show up the way that you want him to. Okay? So, do you have any questions about my Make Him Fall in Love with You Through Sorcery 6 month group program? Or just any questions in general about you, your dark masculine man, the dark goddess? Ask them now and I'll answer. And if you prefer to ask me privately, you can inbox me. And we could talk about it. I know a lot of women are uncomfortable talking about this publicly. It's uncomfortable to admit that you want him to show up for you the way you want him to, and that you're actually going to take responsibility for manifesting that reality. It's uncomfortable to talk about that because, you know, people think, well, you know, is that witchcraft? Is that evil? Is that like controlling him? And you're not controlling him. You're definitely not nagging him. You're not harassing him. You're not trying to explain to him. You're just honoring yourself. And in so doing, he's like mesmerized by you. So once again, you're not putting a spell on him. Although he might feel like he's under your spell, you're not putting a spell on him. Okay? He has full self-control. He has free will, 100% free will. There's no violation of his free will. This is about you. So, this is 6 months, starting with consistent financial overflow through sorcery. And then we'll deal with the other pillars. Well, I want to show you something. I want to show you something. This here. This is clary sage. And it's an essential oil. And it's really great for balancing your hormones. So if you have menstrual cramps, you can rub some of the clary sage essential oil on your lower abdomen, especially the week before your period. If you want to mix it with a carrier oil like almond oil or coconut oil, you can do that, but you don't have to. And that will help to balance you out. Even if you're going through perimenopause, or you're going through menopause, or you're getting hot flashes or whatever, clary sage is so good because it's such a feminine. It's such a feminine plant. Like, it's just amazing. And it smells so good. And it's something that you can diffuse in your bedroom when you're about to be intimate with your dark masculine man. It's magical. Highly recommended. You know, so these are some of the things that, you know, we're going to be utilizing. It's essential oils. It's mantras. It's prayers. It's affirmations. It's simulations. It's speaking as if, acting as if. It's yin yoga. It's emotional alchemy. It's just healing yourself, ridding yourself of all the bullshit that says that you are powerless, that says that you can't have what you want, that says that you can't have your dark masculine man show up for you the way that you want, and that it's wrong for you to desire him for you to show up the way that you want. You have to let go of all of that bullshit and trust and honor the dark goddess in you. Like, you have to commit to this shit. This is not just like, this isn't child's play. Like, this is serious work. This is serious work. So you can absolutely have him show up for you the way you want him to. You can have him commit to you. You can have him prioritize you. You can have him marry you, all the stuff. You can have it. But you have to embody the dark goddess. And to embody her, you have to honor her. You have to obey her instructions. You have to make sure that you cultivate all six pillars. And that's what I'm going to help you to do in my six-month group program over the course of 6 months, officially starting Friday, October 11th. But you can join right away if you want to. If you're an early bird, you will be rewarded with 50% off. If you're a super early bird, you'll get a 30-minute one-on-one coaching call with me. We have two group calls a month, daily group coaching through the Telegram app. And at the end of the 6 months, you will be a dark goddess. That's what you will be, because you've honored her. You allowed yourself to be held accountable, and you will reap the rewards. So if this interests you, or if you want to work one-on-one with me, then inbox me either way, or just go to my website and email me info@leslietavernier.com. And, you know, let me know what your situation is, what you're looking to manifest with your dark masculine man. And if you haven't already done it, I'll have you do the free questionnaire, and we'll see what areas you're weak in, you know. And if you decide to get one-on-one coaching or group coaching, then we will heal the areas that you're weak in. If your relationship with your dark masculine man is toxic or fucked up in any way, then I guarantee that you're weak in at least one of the six sorceress pillars. And chances are you're weak in more than one of the six sorceress pillars. So once again, we're starting off with the pillar that women tend to be the weakest in, and that's the financial overflow pillar. We're going to address that. So if you've ever wanted to lean heavily on magic for the creation of consistent financial overflow, and minimize the amount of external labor that you're doing, then you'll want to be in this program. You'll want to be in this program. You'll definitely want to be in this program. So I don't see any questions about being a dark goddess. I don't see any questions about making him fall in love with you. So I'm going to take that to mean that you'd rather inbox me and ask me the question privately, and that's fine. I will respond to you. And yeah, you can have what you want. You can have the full power, the omnipotence of the sorceress, of the dark goddess, but you've got to venerate her, you've got to honor her, you've got to worship her, you've got to follow her instructions to the T. You've got to be obedient, and she will bless you. She will bless you. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you so much for watching. I look forward to receiving your inbox or your email. I look forward to having you join my 6-month group program to make him fall in love with you through sorcery. I also look forward to working with those of you who want to work one-on-one with me. I love both. And yeah, thank you so much for watching. Ciao.